shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
They do have side effects, and if you're really taking them
say, can you...
A lot of those people have been fed misinformation
this
about our
bill is about making sure...
What the hell are you talking about?
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go through the looking glass and beyond to take you places other talk shows can't take you, wouldn't be able to take you in a million years, and they know it. And anyway, somebody's got to do it, so here we are, and we're very happy to be with you on Phil TV as well in HD, high definition. Right now, if you're looking at Phil TV, you're looking at a picture of... the Gaslight District in San Diego. And let me give you so you can see my handsome mug. The Gaslight District in San Diego, Gas Lamp District in San Diego at 5th and Market. So if you're down there and you want to throw up a sign with Ted Bell's, Ted Bell slogan, go ahead and do that. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And our affiliate spotlight tonight, KPRC in Houston at 950 a.m. And in Burlington, Vermont, WEAV 960 a.m., two of our great affiliates on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. And again, our website, philhendryshow.com, with our high-definition streaming video of our radio show tonight, as well as what I was just telling you. That's 5th and Market, San Diego, the Gas Lamp District. We're just using one of their...
it's like a cam or something, right?
Just one of their cams, yeah, in the corner. We're going to bring on this evening a gentleman that we've never talked to before, and we are grateful for the opportunity to do that. His name... if I'm getting this correctly, Ha-Pi Wei. He is a member of an organization called Trade 3000. It's a Chinese-American trade tank. Ha-Pin Wei is his name, excuse me. And Mr. Wei is, I should say, Mr. Ha is with us in San Diego tonight. And before we bring him up on the line, I wanted to make it clear that the last name, well, maybe I should bring Mr. Hui up on the line here so we can get a better idea, because I don't think that I'm explaining this very, very well here. Sir, is your last name, the last name is generally said first in Chinese, is that correct?
Yeah, the first name of an individual is the last name that you would pronounce. So my name is Ha-Pin Wei.
Okay, so your first name is Hui.
That is correct, yes.
Well, thank you, sir, for being with us, and I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
We want to talk with you about this student, this UCLA student, and the racist online rant that she posted on YouTube, and she is saying today that she is going to quit school because she has fears for her safety. Now, in a moment, we'll give you and the audience a refresher. I'm sure that you probably heard enough of it, sir, of what this woman was saying online. But do you have any comments about the fact that she's going to quit school? I know that what she said was really ignorant and not particularly funny. And I suppose the only people that really enjoyed it would be people of like mentality. But do you have any comments of the fact that the woman has been threatened?
Well, this is very unfortunate. That this young lady is forced to withdraw from classes at UCLA because we are in China and your country as well support education. But this is a example of what can happen when we are insensitive to each other. You mentioned this organization that I belong to is Trade 3000. This is an organization that we call a trade tank instead of a think tank because we are able to interact with American business and come up with good ideas between the Chinese people and American people for business that benefit both of us. So there's no discord, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There is no miscommunication, and there's certainly no hard feeling. What you ask me how I feel of this girl not being able to continue her teaching, her education, and I say that it is very sad. And but we have to be responsible for our actions. And she is most likely getting what she deserved, you know.
Now, you see, you're saying she's getting what she deserves. Now, look, I know that she was ignorant and stupid, and it's kind of like a kid calling somebody else a bad name, and even though she's not a kid, she's an adult woman going to college. But do you think that this woman should be chased from school, sir, because she fears for her safety?
Well, again, you know, the old saying, American saying, with that chicken coming home to roost. Now,
With the what?
With that chicken coming home to roost.
Chickens coming home to roost, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm not to say that that is the right way to look at these things, but she is bearing or reaping the consequence of her action. Now, this young lady who made this video...
You said she's reaping the consequences of her actions?
Yes, sir.
All right, do you think those are fair consequences? That's the point. In this country...
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. I understand, you know, that we may have a different way of looking at speech. In this country, as stupid as we want to be, as ignorant as we want to be, we do have the right to say these things. Now, she's not been arrested. She has not been sued. She won't. There's no grounds to either sue or arrest her. And so we do have the freedom of speech in this country. For a woman to, or any person to, have to leave where they are because they're afraid for their safety because of speech.
Well, this was a man who said that he don't think black people...
No, this is different, though, sir. This is different.
No, it's not different. If you want to lynch a black man, you know...
No. This is different. This is not a woman saying that she wants to lynch Chinese people. This was a woman saying that the accent was funny... that the family structure was funny.
If you said, or in your country, you say in your country, for instance, black people should be, you know, enslaved, or black people are so stupid they can't be, you know, a scientist or something, or a doctor or lawyer, you know, there'd be people very angry.
Yeah, but she didn't say anything like that, sir. What she said was more of an ignorant thing about how there's too many people there and too many family members.
Well, she said that Chinese people can't support themselves, that they must have a family.
All right, she did say that, and she also said that you talk too much in the library. I didn't hear hate so much as I heard asinine stereotyping. You know what I mean?
No, I don't, because coming from this woman, who is a blonde woman, you know, and...
She's a blonde woman, yes.
Yes, and there's a body of opinion in the United States about the blonde women, that they're bimbo, this and stupid, that they're loose sexually, and this woman that made the comment about Chinese is this kind of person. So, what we wanted to say...
You're telling me that she's a blonde, the one that made these comments, and so she's what? She's loose sexually?
I'm saying that she has no right to make these comments about the Chinese people when she is what she is. But I'm not saying to you... What I'm not saying to you is she has deserved to be pushed from school, but there's nothing you can do. You know,
there's nothing you can do. Well, let's you know, let's get back to the comment you just made there. She's a blonde woman, so she is what she is. Now, if I said that about the Chinese, what would you say?
I would say the Chinese is what they are, who they are. They are great people. They are smart people. They are ancient people. They're long-standing people in the human community and our country and our government and our society has withstood so much, and the people, the Chinese people have withstood so much down through many centuries. And the Chinese people have been responsible for a great invention. And
all right, so not to interrupt you, sir, but you'd have a great many glowing and marvelous things to say about the Chinese people, as well you should, as well you should.
Yes.
All right. Now we take a blonde woman in college, a blonde American woman in college. What would you say about her?
And I would say about her that she is in college, she has a great opportunity, but she has a handicap, a deficiency to overcome. She is a looked on as a blonde, a dumb blonde, you know.
Well, she may be looked on as a dumb blonde.
Well, no. She's looked on as a dumb blonde or a bimbo or whatever word you want to use. She is sexually loose. She's a loose woman. And she is a, not the most intelligent person. That's what I say of her.
So you got nothing good to say about her, this woman, this blonde woman who was making these comments, but the Chinese people glowing things.
Well, of course, you asked me a general question.
You know what? You're right. You're right. That was probably a very... But what I'm trying to do here is get a sense of the fairness here, because, again, you're saying, and you're right, that she should not have said what she said. I'm trying to find out why it is we have to see a woman driven from the university that she's attending because she said these things. I'm wondering if there's any support from you and the Chinese businessmen that you represent.
No, the, you know, it's interesting, Phil, to talk about if we support the woman, this blonde woman, we have, in China, hold American debt. And we hold a lot of American debt that we have the ability in China to upset American economy. I would think, and we work toward helping each other. China help America, America help China, and not to let this woman like this or these people like this, this stupid bimbo, what you want to call her.
You just called her a stupid bimbo. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I didn't. Don't tell the people.
You know, no, you just said this stupid bimbo.
But this in this case, she is. In this case, the woman is a racist and a bimbo and... in the video, she was shown with a dress that was a low cut. So sexually or morally, she is most likely promiscuous.
You're coming up with all of these conclusions, sir, based upon what you saw in the video. I'm not saying she's the brightest bulb in a tree, you know, but I'm just saying, you're saying drive her out of college, and I'm saying why, you know, especially in a society.
In America, you treat the people much more kindly than in China. It's not going to happen. In China, we're not going to let someone like that in school.
I don't doubt that, sir, and I don't want to get into a whole debate about Chinese society because I don't think you guys have come out on the good end of that, you know?
Well, no, I don't think. I'm not afraid of China for you to make fun of China.
I'm not making fun of China. I'm telling you that I don't want to get into a discussion of American society and Chinese society. I'm simply asking your opinion. So you're saying that this woman, based upon the fact that she's blonde, she's a bimbo, she's sexually loose, she's all of these stereotypes, you don't care that she's getting driven out of UCLA for her Chinese tape.
No, I don't know what to listen to this woman make fun of the Chinese people, and then I'm going to extend myself to help her stay in the school? No. No, especially a blonde, what we understand of the blonde, with the loose balls.
All right, well, the loose morals, and that, again, that's a stereotype of blondes. Loose morals, sexually loose, bimbo, stupid. So her name is Alexandra Wallace from UCLA. She's leaving UCLA out of fears for her safety because of the tape that she made about Asians. And I haven't even played any of the audio. So when we come back, we'll do that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Your calls for our guest, Ha-Pin Wei, who is a member of Trade 3000, a trade group, a trade tank, not a think tank, a trade tank that involves both Chinese and American business people. 877-876-PHIL. And coming up next hour, Professor Don Mixa with us. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we're happy to have with us Mr. Ha-Pin Wei. He is a Chinese businessman living here in the United States and in San Diego, as a matter of fact, sir. And we have our video camera on the gas lamp district. Have you been there?
We went to dinner this evening and saw a great bit of San Diego, and very beautiful city.
It is. It's a great city. All right, sir, so I want to give you an idea of what this young woman said. I'm sure you've heard it, but I want to give my audience just, you know, back up to speed on this. In her YouTube rant, Alexandra Wallace mocks Asians who use their cell phones while in the library.
In America, we do not talk on our cell phones in the library. Every 5 minutes, I will be, okay, not 5 minutes, say like 15 minutes. I'll be like deep into my studying, into my political science theories and arguments and all that stuff, getting it all down, like typing away furiously, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, when I'm about to like reach an epiphany, over here from somewhere, oh, Jing Chong Ling Long Ting Tong. Oh, are you freaking kidding me? In the middle of finals week.
All right, so I agree with you, sir. All right.
Yeah, you understand the attitude of the Chinese. We listen to a blonde bimbo. You know.
Well, why use the word blonde bimbo, though, sir? Because she's being stupid. Okay.
I use the word blonde bimbo because I don't know if she understands that of all the people in America to have to make an insulting remark about Chinese people, of all the people in America, she is the bottom of the rung, you know, the lowest of the totem pole, to do that.
But you're saying that based upon a stereotype of her being a blonde bimbo.
Based on a stereotype of her being a blonde bimbo, yes, but also she is a stupid woman. Wearing a dress, she looks like a whore.
All right, well, now what you're doing is you're basing your opinion of the woman on how she looks. So,
of course, but there's a choice she makes to wear a dress like that.
All right, our number is 8. Yeah, she made a choice to wear a dress like that. Just remember, she didn't say kill Chinese. She didn't say move them out of their houses. She didn't say burn down their houses. What she did say was, the Chinese are loud on their cell phones, and now she's losing her position at the university. She's leaving because she's afraid. Here is Chris in St. George, Utah. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing, Phil?
Fine.
I just wanted to call because I feel, as far as freedom of speech goes, it's a sad thing when in a college where normally in America we consider that the most free place to use that freedom of speech, and then also to use YouTube, which is, you know, another free speech place that a person could be driven from a college for. That it just seems to me that it's absurd. Granted, she was wrong.
So you don't have any comment. You don't have any comment on what it was she was saying, huh?
Well, she doesn't want to say, but she's saying she's using her freedom of speech where. If this is what America uses freedom of speech for, it's not very smart.
Well, and I understand that what she said was wrong, and that, you know, I've spent some time over in China and over in the...
Where were you?
I went over to Hong Kong, and then I was also over in...
Well, that's not really China, is it?
Hong Kong is England, you know.
Where were you? Where were you?
And then I also went over to Taiwan, so the Republic of China.
So you weren't really in China. Yeah, you weren't really in China.
Not in mainland China, but did get to deal with some Chinese people. So I understand, like, how disrespectful it was.
All right, so can we get to the... so what is your point then, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to make a point here.
My point is
that with the Chinese people have never spoken like this, and to have an American woman who apparently... I have no manners. I have no, no manners, no way of being intelligent about the comment of Chinese people. No way is this woman at all educated about China. No way is she, and she says that she'll take classes of what the, I forget what it was.
I think she's taking law classes.
Taking law classes. I don't know what they teach in American schools, but I can tell you that this is a far cry from what we show in China, and we'll never allow anyone to talk that way.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. You wouldn't allow anybody to talk anyway, sir. I mean, to be honest with you, in China, they don't allow you to say anything. 877-876-7445 here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots, taking it, marching it, moving it into the future. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show on the line with me from San Diego, California this evening is Mr. Hu Pin Hui, who is with the group called Trade 3000. A trade tank, a think tank for trade. Now, the woman in China, the woman at UCLA is who we're talking about. If you heard this rant she went on YouTube, talking about the Chinese people as being this, that, and something else. You know, they're talking too loud in the library on their phones. There's so many members of their family. They come over and help them do their laundry. Here is another example of this woman's screed.
These hordes of Asian people that UCLA accepts into our school every single year, which is fine. But if you're going to come to UCLA, then use American manners.
Okay, again, Mr. Hu Pin Hui, what do you think of that comment?
Well, I think of all what comments? The one that...
The one she just made.
It's stupid. A stupid comment from a stupid woman. And we see an awful lot of this from American... I don't know why this is. It seems to me that this country, America, is raising children worse and worse, you know. Worse and worse, their children manners.
You're saying that our children are raised worse and worse?
Their manners, yes. And this is not the good manner. You're not going to hear Chinese people talk this way about the... American.
Let me remind you something, sir. During the Olympics, Americans were in Beijing for the Olympics, and at least one American citizen that I know of was assaulted and murdered.
No, it's a gangster. We're not talking about a gangster. Every society has these gangster people. These are criminals, you know.
All right, but I mean, just so you know that when you say the Chinese aren't going to do this or that,
I'm not talking about a gangster. I'm talking about the manners of people, you know. But we have so much of American debt, you'd think that America would talk more polite, because it's a small step, you know, to shut down a Chinese restaurant, fortune cookies, all that ridiculous, as stupid as it sounds. That's what Americans seem to like about the Chinese. So good, we had to take that away.
Well, I don't know how you get together with Chinese business people. On the one hand, you want to improve trade. On the other hand, you want to shut down all the Chinese restaurants. 877-876-PHIL. Yolanda in Worcester, Massachusetts. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Yolanda, go ahead.
Yes. You know what? It was very ignorant, the remarks that the young lady made. All of the things that she said was awful. But you know what? There is a freedom of speech, and I also feel that it's extreme measures to have her kicked out of UCLA. I think that she should be reprimanded for what she said. She should be punished for what she said. But kicked out of school, no. That's way too far. And I think that the gentleman speaking is stooping down to her level by calling her out of her name, calling her all of the names that he's calling her, and also stereotyping blonde-headed women. That's wrong. And I think
what
she
about
needs
that?
To
that
recognize
is a stereotype. That is a stereotype.
No, not a stereotype of what?
The blonde. You called her a blonde-headed bimbo.
But she's proving the point. That woman had proved that these blonde women in America, I don't know why, a lot of them bleach their hair blonde.
But so you're saying that all blonde women are bimbos and hoes. That's wrong. That's a stereotype.
No. I'm saying if you're a woman and you were born with, let's say, dark hair and you bleach your hair, then you're a slut. Because... What you've done?
What did you? Did you call her a slut?
A bimbo, you know.
Because she bleached her hair.
Why did they bleach their hair? Because of a fantasy they have, a sex fantasy, to be a Marilyn Monroe or something like this. So
If I wear a mini skirt, then that means that I'm a loose? No, that's not true.
No, I did not say that. But if you bleach your hair blonde and wear your dress so people can see the nipples, you know.
No one wears a dress like that in America. We have a modesty that at least prohibits us from doing that.
No. I've seen this in America all the time, of women showing their backside and their breasts.
Well, no, you have not, sir. And if you do, then you are seeing something that violates the law. I just want to go along with what the caller is saying. If you don't like the stereotyping of the Chinese people as this, that, or something else, don't take American women and...
No, I didn't say American women. I said that women who bleaches their hair blonde.
So women that bleach their hair blonde are bimbos.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That, you're not going to find that in China.
All right. Thank you very much, Yolanda, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I'm not going to find what in China? I'm not going to find women?
You never see women bleach their hair in China? You never see a woman bleach her hair in China? Because women know that bleaching your hair blonde is a surrender to this dumb way, you know, to be. And
You have some ideas about the American people, sir, that are as extreme and stereotypical as what that young lady was talking about. You know, first of all, she was saying that they're ching chong ching. She was doing all that stuff with the language. Okay. Then she was talking about all their relatives. Then she was talking about, you know, talking too loud. You got it in your head that blonde women, all right.
What we're saying if they are.
No, hold on for a minute. You got it in your head that blonde women are automatically bimbos or sluts or something like that. Now, the other thing I want to address here is this idea that China holds a lot of America's debt. And therefore, if we are somehow prone to these kinds of outbursts on YouTube, you guys are going to somehow dump it?
No. I'm saying, why would you go on YouTube and say what you say when you know that China has such a pivotal role to play in the future of your country? Why would you go on YouTube and do this? Why would you?
Well, she's not the President of the United States.
But she's an American citizen, right?
Yes.
Then look at how stupid she is to go on YouTube and threaten the future of America and China relations by going on this YouTube and talking about the Ching Chong, and she's trying to be a comedian. Well, let me say, you want to laugh about something, laugh about this, that we hold much of America debt, and you want to do YouTube and go Ching Chong, Ching Long, we dump the debt.
And you're not going to dump the debt. Chinese government is going to dump the debt because one stupid woman is on YouTube.
No, but if you piss us off enough, if you use a word you use a lot, if you piss us off...
If we... sir, Mr. Hu, right?
Hu Pingwei, yes.
Okay. I'm not trying to piss you off. Nobody in a responsible position in this country is trying to piss anybody off. Any more than anybody in China would be trying to piss America off, you know?
Well, Chinese don't care. We piss you off because you think I care if I piss you off of a bimbo, huh?
I don't know what your purpose is. It sounds to me like you're trying to get something started, you know.
Hey, you know, whatever's good.
Well, let me tell you what's good, okay?
Yeah.
Here's what's good. Number one, you know, she's an idiot. She said what she said. Number two, if you want to start threatening this country with dumping the debt, and I think you also mentioned something about a boycott of businesses, then all you're doing is making the situation worse, all right?
I didn't say boycott of business. I said close down Chinese food, Chinese grocery, because of all of the takeout places in America. There is, think of only two Mexican food, but number one Chinese. Now, that is a big part of the American economy, a Chinese takeout joint, right?
Okay.
You shut those down. And you got a big chunk of the economy.
Well, how are you going to shut down these Chinese restaurants?
You contact the business owner. You talk to a business owner. You talk to a man. Make a fortune cookie, which sounds like a stereotype, but is a number one piece of business for people at Chinese restaurants. So all of a sudden, you find yourself. You make a joke about the Chinese people. We shut down Chinese food restaurants, now it's not so funny.
Well, I don't think, I honestly don't think, shutting down Chinese restaurants is going to cause the United States any kind of a head, you know, a change of perception toward, if we've got idiots, we're always going to have idiots. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Donna in Tallahassee on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a very ignorant thing to say, you know.
Yes, it is.
To say that we're going to...
Yes,
go ahead, Donna.
That's
a
really, really ignorant thing to say. Because I
talking
am a rich one, and I am not a bimbo. Okay, I hold down a steady job.
Why'd you bleed?
I work for a city
council. Would you beat your head?
Tallahassee, Florida.
Would you beat your head?
And I do resent the fact that you're calling me a bimbo.
Why'd you bleach your hair? That's all.
I mean,
what's
up with that? Was you?
Why'd you bleach your hair?
Was you tortured by a blonde when you was a child, or what?
No, but I'll tell you that this blonde woman on YouTube.
Well, I have never been on YouTube
Well, this bimbo was on YouTube. On YouTube, and she's talking about China people.
Okay.
She's blonde.
Do you have a mother? Do you have a mother and a sister? You don't talk about women, period.
Hold on.
A woman gave birth to you. Whether she was a blonde or a brunette, I don't know. But still, you have to
respect them. No blonde gave birth to me. A brunette gave birth to me. A brunette. But
well, you know what? I'm going to talk to you. You have a nice night. Bye.
Yeah, you too.
See you later, Donna. Thank you. I mean, I don't think that you're going to find, sir, if you're bagging on blondes.
No, I said if she bleach blonde, I said then you're talking about someone with a suspect morality. I did not say blonde. You born a blonde, and the old saying about the curtain and the drape, you know.
What about the curtains and the drapes?
If they don't match, you know. But,
you know, for a guy that has got a real problem with American culture, you know all kinds of idioms, the curtain and the drapes, and pissed me off, and...
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is the same thing I said at the beginning of the show, all right? Freedom of speech is sacrosanct. I didn't hear anything so hateful in what that woman said that it was really going to be... it wasn't threatening to anybody who was Chinese. She sounded like an idiot. If you left well enough alone... it wouldn't have had any impact at all, because she sounded like a stupid idiot. But instead, what you guys do, not you necessarily, but...
Oh, here we go, you people, huh?
No, I didn't say you people.
Yeah, you people get all pissed off. You don't like what I say.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that... I didn't say you people. I just said what happens is people make a big thing out of this jackass, and now she's being threatened. People are going to be feeling sorry for her. And when it comes to free speech, there isn't anything in my life that is more important. The only thing that, like I said, that I would be talking about here is...
You know, Mr. Henry, you're doing a lot of talking. But not make no sense.
I'm not making any sense, huh? If she threatened someone or said that somebody ought to be lynched or someone should be this or that, then I totally agree. Not the dumbass stuff she did. And for you to threaten to shut down Chinese restaurants or to call blondes, bleach blondes, bimbos... 877-876-PHIL is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, we got Don Mixa with us. And we'll be back here, and don't forget our live streaming video in HD on philhenryshow.com.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And our final segment here with Mr. Hu Pinhui from the Trade 3000 Group, a trade tank or a trade think tank here in the United States. And you're originally from what city?
Nanjing.
From Nanjing. All right, sir, we've been talking about the girl at UCLA, Alexandra Wallace. She had the YouTube video that was very insulting and affronting to the Chinese people. I get it. It's bad. She's been drummed out of school now because of threats. And my position has been freedom of speech is taking a hit here because her speech was not a threatening speech. It was nothing that one would call virulently racist in so much as it's just kind of a dumb girl. But you're saying that she's typical.
They're very typical of that kind of woman. And I don't want people to think I'm saying American women. I'm saying that kind of woman. She bleached her hair, and the hair is the. Why do you bleach your hair? You bleach your hair to look like a slut. You know the.
Well, you said to look like Marilyn. Why? What do you mean a slut?
Well, there's no other reason to bleach your hair. What other reason you have to bleach your hair?
You talking about anybody?
No, women. Why would women bleach their hair? Because they want to look.
They want to look glamorous. They think they look good. They think that. But I don't know, man. You know.
Well, when you say they want to look glamorous, there's only one thing they want. And they want to attract a man for eventually a sleep with him and get his money. That is a slut. And in China, you're not going to see.
You know, oh, the hell, you're not going to see that in China.
You know, you don't see anybody bleaching their hair. Okay?
All right. You mentioned a headline here. What is the headline you wanted to read?
Here's the headline. Mom jailed after toddler gets drunk on Four Loko.
Mom jailed?
Mom jailed after toddler gets drunk on Four Loko. So here is a child, a baby, that a mother let a child drink Four Loko. This America. It never happened in China. Never. And so the least you can do is take this bimbo and kick her out. Here's another headline. Playgirl offering $10,000 for nude Anderson Cooper photo. That's embarrassing for your country.
I'm not offering Anderson Cooper $10,000, sir. It's a magazine. It's Playgirl. It's called Free Enterprise, you know?
Right, but it speaks to the culture of your country. More to the point, whether it's a bimbo or some kid with a cheap tint job, the other day...
What did you call that, a cheap tint job?
Yeah.
You got a lot of opinions about things that have nothing to do with this woman's transgressions here, you know?
No, but it all leads to this kind of stupid opinion. This cheap window tinting job by most of these young men who drive a Camaro shows a mentality that I don't think, you know, it doesn't say Phi Beta Kappa. So
there's guys, if we have cheap, okay, if we've got cheap window tinting jobs in America, if we've got women that are bleaching their hair blonde, if we have mothers who accidentally fed their kids Four Loko, or magazines offering Anderson Cooper $10,000 to pose nude, it's because in this country there is freedom of speech, freedom of action. But to take all of those things and say that those are examples of America's weakness...
Oh, they are examples of America's weakness, yes. And that's
you know, I can't tell you the number of people in history that have made the same mistake you're making right now, where they look at American culture and they take all of the excesses of American culture, they look at that's the American people, that's how they are, that's how they act, and then when a crisis hits or we are put under some pressure, we come through in ways that people cannot predict. I certainly do hope, sir, that... you know, we are able to form stronger bonds between our countries. I don't think calling blondes bimbos is the way to do it, any more than saying the Chinese say Ching Chao Huang Wei or any of that stuff.
Well, so you're doing that because you want to get a laugh. You know,
I'm doing what?
Ching Chao Huang Wei, all that stuff. I say when you talk like that, it's like saying...
All right, thank you very much.
You hung up on that guy? Why? Just because he said...
Shut up. Just because he said nothing. Mr. Hu, I think is his name.
Yeah, Hu Pinwei.
Right. From Trade 3000 on the controversy surrounding this Alexander Wallace. She's out of there, man. She's leaving. She's on her way to someplace else. She got scared off. She said she can't go to school at UCLA anymore because she's had threats, the nature of which I don't know, but obviously it doesn't make for a very good academic environment, no way. I better not play this stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm done hearing this chick. Get her out of here. I mean, how often do you want to listen to that kind of dummy stuff? All right. Coming up next hour is Don Mixa, and he's going to be talking with us about President Obama, Libya, and perhaps a moratorium or a ceasefire on criticizing the president, with the United States looking at partaking in, at least, partaking in some kind of military activity there against Libya. It might be part of NATO or the UN with this no-fly zone. Who knows? So it'll be Professor Don Mixa next hour. And meanwhile, check out our live streaming video at philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com. We have Phil TV in HD on right now. And we've one of the videos that we're looking, or one of the cameras we're looking at right now, is at the corner there of 5th and Market in San Diego. I think we're going to change it, though.
Yeah, it's boring.
I'm going to get it over to some news here. All right, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.